Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410. It's Kenner Aft joining you here today as we continue on our mornings. I know it's kind of more on the gloomy side today. I know we've had some nice weather, some sun out. But hey, according to the weather app, there will be sun later today. But knock on wood, who knows if that sun will come out. But, you know, here on Good Morning North Platte, we like to talk about, you know, different organizations, different events going on here in North Platte, but also like to talk about maybe ways to be safe and be prepared, especially with more, I would say, fire seasons upon us. But hey, joining us here today, North Platte, from the North Platte Fire Department, Fire Chief Dennis Thompson. And, you know, Fire Chief Thompson, good morning, and how are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you in studio. And kind of before we dive in, something I kind of want to quickly talk about. I know we're kind of in that year and people's like, oh, we got rain coming through. But, you know, about a month ago, we had two, you know, big fires here in our region that kind of spread. And, you know, those nice days can definitely turn into, I would say, a nightmare in a quick of a, in a snap of a finger.
They really can. And it's just important that, that people realize we can get just this rain we've had the last day or two. A day of sunshine and a little bit of wind just takes that moisture out of the vegetation, and we're right back where we started in terms of high fire risks. So we just want to make people aware that there are some things they can do to be a little safer, be prepared for this. You know, we used to, in the fire service, we used to say there was a fire season, and we kind of had a few, 3-4 month period that we expected to see higher fire risk. Today, fire season is year round. Wildfire season has just, it's become a big thing to us. And there's so much out there vegetation wise, weather conditions being what they are. It's year round that our fire departments around the area and the state are on alert for these types of things.
And I agree 100%, because usually when you think of February, it's kind of like, you know, more on the cooler side, maybe snow. And, you know, when the two incidents happened in February, they were beautiful, windy days. So, and like I said, a snap of a finger, anything can happen. It could be a beautiful day to a nightmare.
It really can. Yes.
So let's kind of talk about fire safety. I know that's kind of a big topic we want to discuss today. So, you know, with fire safety, you know, it's the time of year people need to start cleaning out their gutters, fire pits. So let's kind of talk fire safety a little bit.
You bet. So, you know, for myself, every fall I get up and I clean out gutters and kind of remove debris around the house after everything's kind of fallen off the trees. And here again, depending upon the types of trees you have around your home and where you're at, rural areas or in the city, those trees may not lose their leaves until springtime. And so here again, as you said, it's time to get up and start doing some sprucing up around our properties. Get up, make sure those gutters are cleared out as we go into spring. Make sure that we've removed the debris from around our house that's blown in, especially in rural areas. If we've got firewood, perhaps, that we've stacked near our homes for the winter to save that long jaunt out to the wood pile, it's time to move those wood stacks, get them away from the home, and just be prepared. Make sure that our grasses are mowed to a manageable height, so that if we get into that situation where we have fire, we have a break, if you will, to kind of protect between the fire lines and the properties that we're so concerned with. Our homes and outbuildings oftentimes are at risk. So a good time of year as we go into spring and just everything fresh and new, good time to get out and enjoy the weather on those days that it is nice and start just cleaning up things a little bit and being prepared.
I know talking about fire safety on the outside, also need to talk about on the inside. I always say spring's a good time to check your smoke alarms, check the batteries, and make sure those are ready to roll, because, like I said, anything can happen to snap a finger. So another big thing is, you know, I say spring's a great time. Make sure the smoke alarms and the batteries are prepared for the upcoming year.
Absolutely. This isn't something that fire danger can happen anytime, and that's so important to remember. And yeah, oftentimes we think about Fire Prevention Week in October. That's when we think about smoke alarms and changing furnace filters and such. any time is a good time to make sure that those devices are prepared. They're ready to go. We've changed out batteries. We've changed filters in furnaces, preparing for you know, the warmer seasons. And just yeah, again, sprucing up around inside the home, making sure we don't have fire hazards around appliances, furnaces, stoves. There's just any number of things that can happen, and they happen, as you've said, in the snap of a finger. And there's not much time once that fire starts to react. So let's be prepared rather than react to fire.
North Platte Fire Chief Dennis Thompson joining us here in studio today, just kind of having a new once a month, just talking about fire safety. Hey, we've talked about some fire safety. Let's talk about, you know, burn permits. Got to have a burn permit right now. Kind of talk about the process of issuing a burn permit.
You bet. I think it's important that everyone understands that we, as fire chiefs, we want to help our landowners, property owners around our communities in the area. We want to help them get rid of debris and things around their properties. By state statute, there is a open burn ban year-round. Under that state statute, though, through the State Fire Marshals Act, the State Fire Marshals Office provides local fire chiefs the ability to lift that burn ban in their area if they feel that conditions are okay to be burning. So simply a matter of that landowner coming into our office at 715 South Jeffers and requesting a burn permit, we'll make sure that the conditions weather-wise are okay, and just have a visit with that individual to make sure they are prepared, that they have a water source available while they're burning, and that they're doing it in an area that is safe to burn, and that they're far enough away from other buildings, and they're not under power lines and those types of things. So we certainly want to assist every bit that we can, and we'll do our best to do that. And that goes for fire chiefs throughout our area. I work with all of them real closely. We're all willing to issue those burn permits. Again, we're going to be real careful, though, for the sake of the community and that landowner, to make sure things are safe for them to do that and do it in a productive and efficient way.
I think one thing always does a lot of fire departments do really well is making the public aware of what's going on when it comes to burn permits, prescribed burns, just because, you know, people are going to see the smoke and let's freak out. But, you know, when it comes to controlled burns and prescribed burns, you know, I think fire departments do a great job acknowledging the public, saying, hey, we're going to have a fire it's controlled, just so the public's aware of it as well.
It's important, especially with prescribed burns. There's, for a long time, prescribed burns have kind of, there's been some folks that don't think it's such a great thing, and then there's those that really think it's something that needs to be done. And I guess I would offer this. We have a group, and we're part of an area called the Los Canyon burn area, and the Los Canyon Burn Alliance is a group of individuals and organizations that have for some time now been doing these burns. These are individuals or folks that have equipment, a lot of experience in conducting these burns, and quite frankly, if you get out and you drive around rural areas, we see a lot of things out there, overgrowth of especially the western red cedar is a big one that they are in our canyon areas. We see those trees, and they've become a hazard, overgrown, hard to maintain when you get out in these areas into the canyons and things. In order to provide a safe area and lessen those chances when a wildfire does occur of having big growth, these groups get out and they manage those types of things. These prescribed burns have a lot of benefits, and I'm by no means am I a conservation specialist or professional or expert or anything, but you know, these burns help to reduce the spread of these invasive species of plants. They help to shift soil nutrients as that vegetation burns, and that in turn will make for better things later on down the road for other vegetation. Consumes that excess fuel, those dead trees that are out there, or those trees that have become overgrown due to lack of management, and just lowers the risk of wildfire. And we've seen it this year, just how devastating these wildfires can be. And we want to do everything we can. These groups want to do everything they can to ensure that that those things don't happen. Important to know, when these groups get ready to do a burn, they put a plan together. They come to the fire department office, present that plan with all kinds of details. They will only burn if temperatures are at a certain point or in a certain range, if humidity has to be within a certain range, winds can't be over a certain speed and it has to be for a certain direction. They take into account moisture, of the vegetation, and how that smoke's going to disperse across a community or into neighboring properties. So a lot of work goes into these prescribed burns. These folks that do them are good at what they do. We have full trust in them, and just really encourage people to be open to the idea and to what it means long term for the safety of our communities and our properties.
As we wrap up our conversation with Fire Chief Dennis Thompson, Chief, any final thoughts maybe we haven't touched up on?
Well, yeah, just again, we're going into an exciting time of year when things are fresh, they're new, and we just want to encourage people, anytime you have questions, concerns regarding what's going on in your community, around your community, fire safety-wise, reach out to us at the fire department. Reach out to any of the chiefs in the area. We're here to serve you, and we want to make sure we're doing that in a way that is conducive to everybody conducting the business they need to and being safe in and around their homes and our communities.
Well, perfect there. Fire Chief Thompson, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.